But we're going to start now. I know there's some other people on the way out, but we're going to begin with a song which I suppose captures the essence of the story around this famine walk and the reason why AFCRI felt that it was a significant story and a significant way to remember the people who died on this route in on the famine and all of those people who died during the famine. So I'm going to ask to start off today Michael O'Grady to sing. Thank you very much.
Kilpatrick's morning shadow, Affy Dillon first saw light. In the hungry 1840s, famished by potato blight. Falled off by Clubey's lovely shore was his native heat. He was to see few joys as man and boy, but hunger, want and grief. He heard the chilling hunger cries while still a babe in arms, and his parents, like so many more, were forced to beg for alms. The seashore was the only hope to give some sustenance, as the pretties failed and grain was sold to pay the cursed rent. With death and fever all around, word spread from door to door that a ship had reached the Killary with grain and food in store. The long trek by the mountain side might bring them some relief, though deathly weak the hundreds walked through snow, storm and sleet. Affy's loving mother tied him snugly on her back and set her face for the promised land through wild Dooloch Pass. But soon hope turned to despair as at Delphi Lodge they found no food was there, or even passes to the workhouse grounds. With heavy hearts and stomachs slack, they stumbled o'er the land. The ghost of death walked by their side, and on many laid his hand. By lake and track and river bank the lifeless bodies lay. To the powers to blame, eternal shame, for a plight they could lay. Affy's ailing mother too fell by the corpse-strewn track and left this life just where she fell, with her babe still on her back. The child himself at death's cold door was rescued just in time. His life was saved, but starvation's wear had left young Afi blind. His life was hard and comfortless till the day he passed away. He never saw the pleasant scenes that abound around Clubay. The sunset red on Old Head Hill, Crookpatrick's stately cone, like luxuries were unknown to him, though amid them he had grown. Kilgiver holds his unknown grave, unmarked by plaque or stone. At rest at last from earth's cruel ways, since God has called him home, may we who have seen better times spare a moment's thought and pray for those like Afi who have borne a fearsome cross.